This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Subsiding wind has helped firefighters in California get the raging Hughes Fire in Castaic to 36% containment. Altadena resident Harrison White has experienced two evacuations.
On January 7th, the fire obviously was just a mile up there, and then I was in Castaic yesterday, staying at my sister's house, probably 2 miles away from the Hughes Fire, and so we got evacuated from there as well.
CBS's Andres Gutierrez says weekend rains could mean mudslides.
So besides these fire crews working on the containment issues, you also have over in the Altadena area, fire crews that are filling up sandbags and distributing those to residents to make sure that they are able to shore up their properties in case the drainage system gets overwhelmed.
Vigil was held in Nashville today as police tried to determine the motive behind yesterday's shooting at Antioch High School. Police say one student was killed, another was injured, and the gunman, a fellow student, then took his own life. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Nashville.
Nashville police also confirming they're investigating several online documents they believe the shooter created that not only cites far-right extremist views, but at one point says that the shooter was, quote, ashamed to be black.
A federal judge in Washington state has temporarily blocked President Trump's order ending the constitutional guarantee of birthright citizenship. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
I don't believe the White House or Justice Department lawyers expected the court to rule in favor of the president's executive order. But this judge was especially dismissive of what the president is trying to accomplish here, calling it blatantly unconstitutional.
President Trump addresses a World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, appearing virtually. He spoke about tariffs and issued front and center at the forum.
If you don't make your product in America, which is your prerogative, then very simply you will have to pay a tariff.
Trump claimed the European Union has treated the U.S., quote, very, very unfairly. Trump's proposed tariffs will impact the cost of many products, including cars, especially those made in Canada and Mexico. CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
Tariffs could incentivize manufacturers to bring jobs to the U.S., but that's not something car companies can do overnight, taking as much as 18 to 24 months. Most in the auto industry, though, are hoping these threats are just a negotiating tactic.
The Senate advances Pete Hegseth's nomination as defense secretary with a final vote expected tomorrow. It comes amid new misconduct allegations, but Texas Senator John Cornyn brushes it aside, saying Hegseth has his vote.
I don't think this most recent revelation really changes anything that we didn't know ahead of time.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At the Home Depot, it's our business to support yours. Partner with your go-to source for building your business. We can help you streamline your operations by supplying the whole job from start to finish. Any questions? Our pro desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. Elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
When you're in the thick of a project, Harbor Freight is the place that always comes in handy. Whether you're picking up something for your pickup truck or a power tool for your project, at Harbor Freight, your dollar always goes further. And these days, when everything seems to cost more, you can take pride in knowing that you get hardworking tools at hardworking prices. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
In Britain, a legendary rock musician's instruments have gone on the auction block. CBS's Vicky Barker.
Many of his peers consider Jeff Beck the greatest guitarist of all time. 2 years after his death, his collection of guitars, amps, pedals, and personal artwork has raised $11 million, more than eight times the pre-sale estimate, with bids from 40 countries. The 1954 Gibson Les Paul guitar, which featured on the cover of Beck's 1975 album Blow by Blow, fetched $1.3 million. Some of the proceeds are going to a local wildlife shelter supported by Beck, his wife, and his close friend Johnny Depp. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Joining Kendrick Lamar on the Super Bowl halftime stage will be Grammy-winning singer SZA. Lamar and Apple Music have released a trailer of him walking on a football field just before SZA walked up from behind and splashed the rapper. Lamar and SZA will lead the halftime festivities from the Caesars Superdome on February 9th. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold again tonight with a low near zero, wind chills 10 to 15 below. Clouds return for tomorrow, some flurries and snow showers in the afternoon and evening. High near 20. Mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered flurry Saturday, high mid 30. Currently it's 10 above.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Look at them and sigh, and know they love Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish is the word I used to describe.
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Volman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
WRJN.
creature, friend of man.
Right.
WRJN.
You know.
this goes. I see a line of cars and they are painted black, with flowers and my love both never to come back. My heart is black. I see my red door. I must have it into black. Maybe then I'll fade away if I have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green signal turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you. If I look hard enough into the setting sun, my love will laugh with me before the morning comes. I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them to turn black. Dressed in their summer clothes, I have to turn my head and feel my darkness go.
Years, your home for local news and now timeless hits too on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast too, all important year round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Come away, come away.
as sweet as the punch.
Come on, people.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. While signing executive orders today, President Trump pardoned some anti-abortion activists. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Trump said it was a great honor to sign the pardons. He said what he called peaceful pro-life protesters should not have been prosecuted. Among those pardoned were people involved in an invasion and blockade of an abortion clinic in Washington in 2020.
CBS's Natalie Brand says a federal judge in Seattle has temporarily blocked Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship.
On Capitol Hill, the president's allies doubled down on Trump's executive order, introducing a bill to make it law.
I'm predicting and forecasting that when this gets to the U.S. Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court's going to rule that this particular piece of legislation is constitutional.
That's Republican Congressman Andy Biggs of Arizona. Fears of Trump deportations are being inflamed by threatening letters sent to farm worker groups in California.
The postcard stamped with the ICE website arrived at United Farm Workers offices across the state with the message,
"Trump is here, pack your bags," which is just unbelievable.
Sandra Cincione is with ALUS, a farm worker support group. In response, she says they're holding Know Your Rights workshops for farm laborers, whom she says are the backbone of the state's multi-billion dollar ag industry.
You know, without them, the prices of groceries are going to go up. Who's gonna work the fields?
The postcards are not from ICE, although the true origin is unknown. Matt Bigler for CBS News, San Francisco.
The Hughes Fire in Southern California, which broke out yesterday and quickly spread, is at 36% containment.